California, we bring you the Smiths of Hollywood. As Nancy Smith, Brenda Marshall.
Bill, do you have a dime? Bumps wants a comic book.
As Bill Smith, Harry Von Zell.
Ask Uncle Cecil. He got my last dime.
As Uncle Cecil, Arthur Creature.
I say, isn't that child a trifle old to be digging dimes for comic books?
Yeah, I guess I am getting too old for that. Give me 50 cents and I'll get a copy of Esquire.
That was Jan Ford as Bump Smith. So sit tight, enjoy the music of Charles Hathaway, and listen to the Smiths of Hollywood. Presented by... It's the Smiths of Hollywood. And now, meet attorney Bill Smith himself.
Hello from Hollywood. Not the movie Hollywood. The real Hollywood. Oh, it's a funny place, this town. I've lived here 12 years now, and I still can't get used to it. I was thinking just this when Nancy and I drove home this evening.
Bill, the traffic light's green. You can go now.
Hmm? Oh, green. I didn't notice. Hey, can you lean out and read where we are?
Must be at Hollywood and Vine.
The nerve of that kid whistling at girls. Isn't dry behind the ears yet. And who was that woman with him?
Whistler's mother.
Yeah. Oh, Nancy, what you mean?
Oh, you're just joking. Hey, Bill.
What?
Look, isn't that Jimmy Stewart?
Oh, what of it? Don't get so...
Look, coming out of the brown derby. Look!
Don't shout, darling, just because you see a movie.
Oh, but it is Jimmy Stewart. Oh. And look who's behind him. Well, Ann Sheridan.
Yes.
Ann Sheridan. Ann Sheridan, where? Where's Ann Sheridan?
Well, don't shout, darling.
Who's shouting?
No, you've done it. I killed the motor.
I've done it. Bill, didn't you get the battery charged today?
No, that's, next needless question, please. Fine. Listen to the guy behind me just because his battery works.
Stop going off.
I'll fix him, darling. Mister, we can't seem to start our car.
What do you expect me to do?
Well, if you want to come up and try starting our motor, I'll go back and lean on your horn.
Nancy, you old.
Horn high. I'll push you.
Darling, put the car in gear. I think the man will give us a push.
Yeah.
If you'd only had the battery charged.
Nag. I'll have it charged tomorrow.
Okay, she started. Thanks a lot, Max. You know how people stop the horn, do you?
Never mind, I jerked out the wires.
Oh, the way you jumped down that poor man's throat and his horn was stuck.
Well, I'm human nature for you. Hey, Nancy, how would you like to drive home by way of the hills?
Well, we haven't time. Have you forgotten Commissioner Mooney's coming home for dinner?
Well, not till 7. Aren't you sentimental about our hills? Remember our first date?
Do I? I got decked out to see the bright lights and I saw them all right. Looking down from a mountain.
Yeah, it was quite a night. I think then's when I fell in love with you.
You mean when I kissed you?
No, when you patched up the water pump with your bubble gum.
Well, there goes another romantic memory.
Oh, suppose I replace it. Look, we'll drive up and look down at the lights for just a minute, huh?
All right. But, darling, if Commissioner Mooney has to eat bread and water for dinner, it's your fault. To the hills! Come home!
Look at Hollywood down there. Thousands of people scurrying about. Millions of lights. Looks like a squashed out Christmas tree.
It's as cold as Christmas up here, too. Put your arm around me.
You know, darling, sitting up here in the car looking at the lights down there, I feel like a king on his throne.
Well, just remember, Your Majesty, the throne has a bad battery. No. Don't let the engine die.
No, I got my foot on the gas.
Well,
I suppose we better start home and get dinner for Commissioner Mooney.
Now who's being practical?
Well?
Did we come up here just to look at Tina?
What do you mean?
Oh, quit taking the Fitzpatrick travelogue out of here. Kiss me. Oh, that's a typical husband kiss.
Kiss you quick, kiss you quick, kiss you quick.
Well, don't be so literal. Quick, kiss me, not kiss me quickly. Mm. Oh, light of my life. You made the world just stop cold.
That isn't all that stops cold.
Now you've done it. Kill the motor. I knew it. Oh, you dimwit.
Dimwit? Fine thing. A second ago, I was the light of your life. Now I'm a dimwit. Certainly got dark fast.
Well, short circuit. Maybe the car'll start.
I'm a dimwit. Not enough juice there to attract a lonely, buck-toothed lady glowworm.
Well, look, can't we coast and get started?
If the car wasn't sitting in these deep ruts, we could... Hey, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy, I have a wonderful idea. Look, darling, you know, you're always saying you need more exercise.
Oh, no.
No, no.
It was your idea coming up here. You walk back to the service station.
Okay. Sure you don't want to come along?
Oh, it's very kind of you to invite me, but I'll wait.
All right, but you better lock the car doors. Remember all the newspaper stories about prowlers.
Oh, don't worry about me, Doc. Prowlers? Oh, Bill. Bill, wait a minute.
Yeah, the battery went dead. If you got another one around the station here, maybe you could drive us up to where...
Where's your car again?
Right off Mulholland Drive on that first fire road.
Oh, up on Lover's Point, hmm?
Oh. Now, just a minute, fella. Don't get the wrong idea. We went up there to look at the town.
Yeah? Right? Young fella, you always put lipstick on to look at the town?
Darling, wipe off your lips.
I can't. They're fastened on. Look, Grandpa, can you drive us back up there with a new battery?
I'm all alone up here now. I gotta wait till my helper comes back from his supper.
Oh, pancake batter. Look, Nancy, you better call Cecil and explain.
Cecil, her husband?
No, he's not her husband.
Bill, give me a nickel. I'll tell Bumps and Uncle Cecil to entertain Commissioner Mooney till we get home.
Commissioner Mooney, her husband?
No, Commissioner Mooney's not her husband. I'm her husband. What do you have to say to that? Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Look, Nancy, darling, go phone Uncle Cecil and Bumps, will you?
Betty, child, must you listen to that frightful wireless?
Oh, but this is Simon's program, Uncle Cecil.
They must buy that ammunition in wholesale lots.
Oh, he got me.
Thank heaven. That seems to be the end of the blood and gore, child.
Oh, no, that's not the end, Uncle Cecil. After the commercial, there's more.
The Lonesome Stranger will be back with us in just a moment. In the meantime, kiddies, are your teeth loose? Do you?
That does it. Do I look like my teeth were loose?
Aw, heck, Uncle Cecil. That's my favorite radio program.
Program? It sounded more like a pogrom. Bang, bang, bang. Haven't those fellas heard of the disarmament plan?
Yeah, a girl can't do nothing around here. It stopped me from developing my camera film. It won't let me listen to the radio.
Oh, go on. Go and develop your camera film if you must. I prefer darkness to noise.
You mean I can turn the lights off?
Anything if you don't play that radio.
Thanks, Uncle Keith. And honest, I won't have the lights out long. Just long enough to get the film out of my camera to the developers. Then you can read your papers.
Couldn't you lock yourself in a trunk or something?
Mom says I ought to do my developing in the kitchen sink where I won't stain anything.
I don't see it. I just don't see it at all.
Say what?
See, what's funny about these comic strips in your American papers? What does clonk mean?
That's when a guy gets hit on the head. Okay, Uncle C. I'm going to turn off the lights now.
Well, if you must. And what does whack mean?
That's usually somebody getting slapped in the puss with a fist.
Yes, how droll. I say, hurry, child. This darkness gives me the creep. Bang, plonk, whack.
Thanks, hurry. Wonder where Pop and Mom are.
Yeah, it's funny they haven't called or something, isn't it? Yes, the phone. Maybe that's your parents now.
Oh, don't turn on the light. The phone is over by the desk.
I know. Stop your ringing. I'm coming. What does boing mean?
That's when somebody bumps his head. Are you answering the phone?
Well, I'm trying to find it. It's inky dark in here.
Don't forget about the end table with the fruit plate.
I didn't.
Did you fall down, Uncle
C? No, I didn't fall down. I was trying to fly and one engine failed me. Turn those lights on.
But I was just getting the film out of my camera.
Hurry, child. I might be dying.
Okay. Wait till I find the switch. Oh, Uncle C, let me help you out. Can I do anything?
Yes, stop standing there gloating and answer the phone.
Oh, I forgot. Hello? Hello? They hung up, I guess. Gee, what a spill. Did you break anything, Uncle Steve?
I seem to have broken a plate.
That's a shame. Upper or lower?
Oh, what a vile child. The fruit plate. Now fetch a rag and help me get this great marmalade off my tweed.
Bill, I just called Uncle Cecil and there wasn't any answer.
Well, Nancy, maybe you didn't let the phone ring long enough.
8 times.
You did? Well, that's terrible. If Commissioner Mooney comes and there's no one home, he...
I called him.
Oh.
I said we might be late and the side door is open if he gets there and the house is dark.
Nancy, listen, with all the prowlers and robberies there have been, you shouldn't leave doors unlocked.
Well, no one's interested in stealing anything we have. Say, what happened to the gas station man?
Oh, him. Now he can't get his car started. Gone down to the diner to get his helper. Serves me right for feeling romantic. Look, try phoning home again.
There. This time I got you. Are you there?
Uncle Cecil. Nancy. I just tried calling you a few minutes ago.
I know. I still bear the scars.
Scars? What do you mean?
Well, I'd rather not talk about it.
Uncle Cecil, we're expecting Commissioner Mooney from the police department.
Really? What's William been up to now?
Commissioner Mooney's invited for dinner. I didn't know you were home, so I phoned him to come in the side door if the house was deserted. Is Bump there?
Yes, very much so. Well, don't worry, Nancy. In William's absence, I'll be the perfect host. By the by, where did William hide the scotch?
In the hat box on the top shelf of my closet.
Oh, moved it again, did he? Well, don't worry. I'll be a good host.
Well, fine. We'll be home as soon as we get our car started. Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
Was that Mom, Uncle C?
She wants us to play host to a Commissioner Mooney till she arrives.
Oh, gee, then I'd better get my film developed in the kitchen sink clean.
Never mind cleaning the sink, child. Concentrate on yourself.
Right away. If I can just have the lights off just for a few minutes.
And have that table leap out and boing me again? No.
It'll just take a second, Uncle Steve. The developer is all mixed. Otherwise, I'll have to throw it off.
All right, but do hurry.
I will. Ready? Here go the lights.
With all the hobbies, you pick photography. Have you ever tried snail watching?
What does that get you? Photography, I might grow up to be editor of Look Magazine someday.
Yes, I hope you do. It would serve you right.
Uncle
I say, child, aren't you through with that picture fuddling yet?
Just about. You can turn the lights on in a minute.
Well, let's hope so. I feel I'm sprouting owl feathers. I say, child, have you retired for the night in there?
We'll have lights in a minute. Oh, I got the film twisted. Uncle Smitty, there's someone at the side door.
Oh, it must be our guest. The lights, quick, Bun. Just a minute, we'll have an illumination for you.
Hey, what is this, a trap? Stand back, you.
Oh, don't go, my dear fellow. You have the right house. I'm Bill's uncle. May I take your coat?
Oh, no, you don't. Get your hands off of me.
Oh, you Scotland and yard men, always suspicious. I don't blame you, the lights being off and all.
Is it Commissioner Mooney, Uncle Steve?
Commissioner Mooney? Me?
I'm Sir Cecil Smythe. Delighted to know you, Commissioner.
Hi, Commissioner. I've got developer on my hands.
Yes, and this is what I have on my hands, William's daughter. Commissioner, Bill was detained a little.
Bill?
My father, William Smith. He called and said we should make you at home.
Yes, how about a drink, old chap?
A drink? Well, now you're talking my language.
Now, what's your pleasure, Commissioner? Rye? Scotch?
Scotch?
Yes, I'm sure William would want you to have the best. Anyway, I want the best. Well, cheers, Commissioner.
Yeah, mud in your eyes.
Really? Which one?
You don't look at all like a police commissioner.
Oh, I can't agree. I could spot you for a bobby any place. There's some of William's cigarettes behind you. Help yourself.
Oh, why not? Say, that's a ritzy box they're in.
It's silver. My favorite to pop for his birthday.
Silver, huh? Well, what do you know? Silver, no less.
Do you collect silver, Commissioner?
Now and then.
Mom's nuts about silver. She's got a lot, only she keeps it put away in the hall closet so it won't get tarnished.
No kidding. Hall closet, huh?
Dreadfully silly of her. What with all those burglaries you read about?
Oh, you've been reading about them?
There seems to be nothing else in the paper these days. Serves people right for being so careless. I keep my valuables well concealed.
You own some valuables?
Oh, just a few trinkets, yes. I keep them at the bottom of my coiled laundry bag.
Ah.
I think it's rather clever of me.
Yeah, yeah. Who'd ever stoop to look through dirty laundry?
I wonder what's detaining William. Bumpstown, hadn't you better freshen up a bit?
Commissioner, you wouldn't mind if we had the lights out again for just a minute, would you?
Lights out? Why, no.
I warn you, Commissioner, her minutes last forever.
The Commissioner said he wouldn't mind, though.
Well, if you must, child, but do hurry.
I will. Okay, lights.
You can see why the house looked deserted when you arrived, Commissioner. Does the darkness annoy you?
Oh, no, I'm used to it.
Of course, I can be firm with the child, you know.
Maybe I'd better be running along.
Oh, William would have a fit if we let you get away.
Oh, something smells about this. How come that side door was open before?
It was left open for you in case no one was home. Didn't William call you?
I begin to see.
With all the lights out? How extraordinary.
Hey, what time was I supposed to be here?
About 7, Nancy said. So you were early, weren't you?
Did you hear a noise?
Yeah, there seems to be someone at the side door. Wait till I find the light.
No, leave them on. I think it's a prowler.
A prowler? Really?
Well, who else would be sneaking in like that? I'll do the welcoming this time.
Hello? Anybody at home?
Friendly burglar, huh?
Them is the most dangerous type.
Well, Mrs. Smith, what's going on?
Did you get him, Commissioner? Did you get him? Commissioner, did he get you?
I got him all right.
Don't turn on the lights. We just nabbed a burglar.
Nabbed?
Yes, you know. Conk. Wet. Wing.
Will Sir Cecil discover that it's not really a burglar, but Commissioner Mooney he's captured? Will Bill and Nancy get home before the real burglar steals all their valuables? Personally, I'm going to stick around until this commercial is over so I can find out.
Thank you.
mean? Is he dead?
And he's breathing. I say bravo, Commissioner. Nice work.
Hey, he's got a tough head on him.
It's real criminal face, all right. I could always spot a crook.
Yeah, tie him up before he comes out of that blackjack dream. Get me some rope, quick.
Don't you think he's roped enough, old boy? Beginning to look like a sweater someone once knitted for me.
There's no use taking chances. Now, give me that dish rag. I'll tie it over his mouth.
Now what do we do, old chap?
Well, I was just thinking. I tell you, you two carry him out and lock him up in the garage. I'll call headquarters.
Awful cold out there, but if you think it's wise, help me, Bunce, will you? I say, that heavy fellow, isn't he?
I'll get his feet.
Could you open that side door for us? My, what flat feet. Look like squash paddles.
Yeah. Now, maybe you two better stay out in the garage and sort of keep an eye on him till the Black Mariah comes.
Black Mariah? Who's she?
The patrol wagon. Now, go on. Put him out in the garage.
Hey, look, the burglar's coming, too. He's opening his eyes. He's trying to say something. Shall we take the dish rag out of his mouth?
No, I don't think it's prudent, no. I say, how ready the pace he's getting, isn't he? Looks like a cooked lobster.
Now you're getting mad.
Oh, it won't do you any good to mumble, old chap. I say, he seems to have a lower plate wobble. I must say he's a nasty-looking specimen.
Hey, the car's coming in the driveway.
The patrol wagon?
I don't know. No, it's Mom and Pop. Oh, gee, will they be surprised. Hey, Mom! Hey, Pop, come here quick. Got a surprise for you.
Okay, Bump. Want a relief with a new battery, I can let the motor... What do you mean, surprise, Bump?
Come, look, William. See what we've got tossed up in here.
Huh?
Yes, look. We caught a bumper, see? Come and look at him. Come on.
What is it?
I say, Commissioner Rooney really deserves part of the credit, you know. He's the one who warned him.
What are you talking about? What is that? On the floor. Let me... Gabriel's teeth.
Well, aren't you going to congratulate him?
Congratulate to your fat head? That's Commissioner Mooney.
Mooney?
Mooney.
Oh, it is Commissioner Mooney. Oh, quick, I think he's strangling. Cecil, where are you going?
I'm not quite sure. I had South America in mind. And you see, William, the chap I thought was Commissioner Mooney must have been the burglar.
Oh.
I say, wasn't it a funny mix-up, huh?
Oh, yes. That's funny, yes. Funny, you call it. Just hang around, you'll see some real fun. Here, help me with this last knot.
There. Yes, Commissioner, are you all right?
That dish rag. Commissioner Mooney, listen, I can't begin to tell you how sorry I am.
That goes for me, too, old chap.
You old goat.
It wasn't I who hit you. It was the burglar.
Yeah, they have been playing host to a burglar, if you please, Commissioner. Feeding him my scotch.
Say, where is the burglar?
Yes, we left him in the house.
Well, he may still be there. Bill, you go in the back door. Right. I'll go in the front door. Okay.
Where shall I go?
Where shall you go? I'm tempted to tell you. Anything, Bill?
Not a sign of him back here.
Let's try the basement.
Anywhere in the basement, John?
Not a soul. Commissioner, let's try upstairs.
I say, anything upstairs?
Just a pile of laundry dumped on the floor.
Yes, we must be more careful about... Laundry? Why, that beggar was into my cash.
Mom! Mom! I don't think you have to worry about your silver tarnishing anymore.
What?
Everything has gone out of the whole closet.
Oh, the more I think of it, Uncle Cecil, giving a burglar my scotch.
And I bet you told him where we keep the silverware.
Yeah. Now, that I'm innocent. Bunce told him.
Oh, let's not waste time crying over spilled milk. If Screwball here could only describe the man.
Well, I told you he looked like a police commissioner.
Hey, everybody, look. I've got something I want to show you.
Oh, we'll see it later, Bump. We're very busy.
But this might make me famous. I might get a job with Morgan.
What are you talking about?
The picture I took in the kitchen. I developed it as an invention. Sort of blurred, but you can see. Here, hold it up to the light.
Let me see it, sir. Hmm, a remarkable shot, sir.
Of the burglar? Of you, Commissioner, set that on the floor.
Here, give me that thing.
Oh, don't tear it up.
Why, if this devil got into the papers...
But there's more on it. See? Look, in the background.
By jingles? I believe that's our burglar. Look at the moronic face.
That's me you're looking at.
I mean standing next to you, stupid. Let me see. It is all right. Why, it's two-term Fagin.
So, he's our man.
You know him, Commissioner? I should say I do. And with this as proof, we'll nab him.
I guess I'm a hero.
You certainly are, child. Fagin, huh? I think he's wanted as a crook in Chicago.
Really? I thought Chicago had enough crooks. Oh.
Tell me now, what do they want more for?
And now a word from our sponsor.
Had a hard day. Let's leave now so they can turn off the lights for good. But be back for our visit next week, same time, same station. The Smiths of Hollywood is written by Dick Nosselman, directed by Dick Knight, and produced by Andrew Hickok. In tonight's cast, besides Arthur Treacher, Brenda Marshall, and Harry Von Zell, were Sidney Fields, Jerry Hausner, and yours truly, Tyler McVeigh.